This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about Jeffrey Epstein. And
because it's such a delicious story.
It is. And it just gets better the more you
chew on
speculate
it.
About it. Yeah.
Right.
Because so much of this is unanswered. So much of it's going to perpetually remain unanswered. Of course, now what we're hearing is that the guards who were overseeing him were tired from working overtime, just perpetually 70 hours a week because the prison system is understaffed. It's just a total fiasco from beginning to end. Going all the way back to his first conviction, everything about Jeffrey Epstein has been a fiasco, in my opinion. He never should have gotten that deal. He never should have been released to continue doing what he was clearly going to continue doing. He was rubbing elbows with the most rich and powerful people in the world.
Money buys a lot of people.
Clearly it does.
And probably buys a lot of low-paid prison guards. Prison guards tend to be paid pretty low. And this I don't understand, because they're constantly complaining about being understaffed. They've been complaining about being understaffed in prisons for decades. Decades.
Since the start 80s. Of the drug war.
Yeah, basically since the 80s. If the government wanted to solve the a problem of them, the amount of prison guards that they have, they could have solved that problem in the last 35 years.
Sure.
So, I must presume that the problem they have with staffing is a problem that they want to have and is therefore their fault. So, whatever, as far as this goes. Secondly, prison guards being sleepy or whatever. Prison guards are known for dozing off. I've seen a few doze off on the clock. I don't think it happens nearly as often as people might imagine, but nonetheless.
Well, how convenient. I mean, we're talking convenience on top of convenience on top of convenience this point. In order for Jeffrey Epstein's scheme to have worked, he would have essentially needed the security guards to be overworked and to fall asleep.
Or have them escort him out of the cell into a waiting private jet, which spirited him away to some country that would take him, let him be free. I don't know where that country is.
Sure.
If it's right there in the Middle East, sitting on the Mediterranean, the Eastern Mediterranean, maybe. I don't know.
It would certainly have to happen under the radar, I think. But getting him in a van to, say, Mexico, not beyond the realm of possibility.
No,
you can do that with a grand.
Yeah, I think you could, but you'd have to get the guards in some manner to.
Well, yeah, it starts getting more expensive when you have to leave a prison.
Right.
But
this guy has no. Look, putting together the budget for this, it's the unlimited budget, right? Okay, so what we need is we need to contact, these three guards or these two guards, have them get this guy out and into the waiting vehicle. We're going to have to pay the waiting vehicle. We need the coroner paid off.
The
you're talking about $1 million a piece.
Watch?
You're still only at 10 people. $10 million? That's nothing for Epstein. If it was 50 people, $1 million is enough to go live in a South American country like a king for the rest of your life.
Yep.
And a lot of people are going to be able to make that trade.
Absolutely.
You can trust a lot of people to hold $500 for you. You can trust very few to hold $5 million. Because suddenly people get, they start telling lies in order to keep $5 million.
Yes, they do. Well, let's see. Let's, over the next few days and weeks, who among these people, the prison guards, the coroner, who actually goes and disappears to a South American island?
Yeah, well,
I mean, that'll be the thing. Is that, I mean, we don't know the names of the guards, as far as I'm
aware. We'll never find out. I mean, the story
get transferred to other facilities, and they'll just vanish off the face of the earth, and nobody will think twice about it.
This story didn't have legs until very recently, and it's been going on for about 20 years.
Trump will say something stupid, like video games are causing mass shootings, and the entire internet will drop everything it's doing to start talking about that.
Yep.
Where I think they failed is they believed, one, that most Americans would believe that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. And two,
and no one believes it,
that we would be distracted by all of the mass shootings and things like that that have been going on.
Right. It is a meme currently. It's a common belief that Americans can't pay attention from one day to another a news item because, well, there's just so much going on, and Trump is, crazy on the internet, right?
Yeah.
But
he's a master manipulator.
I'll agree with you. I think Trump wants people paying attention to this Epstein story because that's why he tweeted that stuff. But, you know, I think that is evidence that he is probably not all caught up in this, which makes about half of the population far less interested in the story, the Democratic half. Right? They're like, well, we don't want to catch our guy if we're not going to catch their guy.
Yeah, if Trump was still involved with it, there was still any reason to believe that Trump was still involved with Epstein following the early 90s or whenever it was that he supposedly cut off contact with him, we would be hearing about it constantly. So I think it's probably fair to say that Trump had, in fact, severed ties with Epstein. I don't know why. I don't care why.
Well, I would think that
probably doesn't matter.
It doesn't. If Epstein had a video from the mid-90s of Trump in a compromising situation with a very young lady, that is still something that the Trump administration needs to be very concerned with. So I tend to think that there is nothing out, that Trump doesn't believe that there's anything out there, at the very least. Is he fool enough to believe that he did something on Epstein's plane and there wasn't a video of it? Maybe he is. I don't know.
We're probably
but
never.
I am not fool enough to believe that there were governors, ex-presidents, princes, captains of industry, and whatever on Epstein's plane, and Epstein wasn't taking private video of them.
I would tend to agree.
It's his plane. He can have a pinhole camera on it.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention how easy it is to acquire a hidden camera.
Or how much a guy like that would want one, even when it's just him in the room. I mean, does he want to do this and not catalog this information? I can't imagine he doesn't. Perverts, you know, these
I don't
molester
know.
Types would absolutely love that.
Yeah, those tapes and those hard drives are out there somewhere.
Let's get to the phones. We got Bad Slave calling in. Bad Slave, what's on your mind?
Thank you. Quit gabbing and talk to me.
I didn't realize you were there. Sorry.
The idea that Epstein does not have, if I end up dead, the whole world is coming down on anybody who's willing to distribute data.
Yeah, like a dead man switch.
Yeah, dead man switch.
This is the setup. That's why he got off 10 years ago.
I don't know if it's that cut and dry. I mean, he's a rich and powerful person, friends with lots of rich and powerful people. They don't necessarily have to have done anything compromising to get involved on behalf of one of their friends.
He's in the business of this. I'm certain. Another thing, calling him a friend is ridiculous. I don't think that narcissists, sociopaths, psychopaths, I don't think those people have friends. They have acquaintances. They've got trusted people because they have to see that this data stays safe in the meantime. And to imagine that he's not well in the business of doing all of this stuff and making sure that that stuff is ready to go the moment they, that trusted person finds out that he's really dead.
Okay, so you're contending that he's not dead?
I think, you know, this is ridiculous. The mainstream media is calling him dead all the time. And you know, it's just like, you know, all the other, you know, it's like saying that there wasn't some kind of manipulation of the, you know, 9/11.
I don't know about 9/11 and I don't really care, but they should release a picture of Epstein.
I would absolutely agree.
Dead on a slab.
Beslay, thank you so much for the call. If you have thoughts on the subject, give us a call. The number is 855-450-3733. And it's 855-453 is in Free Talk Live.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And Mark, we're going to finally move on from Epstein, because there's only so much speculation that we can actually do before we start kind of running around in circles.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm willing to run around in circles speculating about Epstein because it's so much fun. But I got an article here from the Electronic Freedom Foundation, which, Michael, you said that you found to be very interesting. And you are... our resident computer expert. You're the guy who runs Free Talk Live servers
or
something?
I do run the servers and the website and all that. So.
And you go to, like, the hacker cons and those kind of things.
Sometimes.
You've at least been there. And from EFF, the title of this is Google's Sensor Vault Can Tell Police Where You've Been. The EFF stands for Electronic Freedom Frontier Foundation. And they are... an organization prone to exaggeration.
What is Google Sensor Vault?
I don't know. I'm going to read this to you. I've read through the article one time, and I'm just like, okay, some of the things that they're talking about, the general broad strokes, seem disturbing. Do you know where you were 5 years ago? Did you have an Android phone at the time? The answer for me is yes.
Yes.
I basically had a... Android since I've had a when I stopped having a Palm, so I had the Palm. I don't remember what it was called, Trio.
Mm-hmm. I remember those.
Yep, and they were they were great. But since then, I've had Androids because that's what Ian has, and he can help me if I have a problem.
I've had Android phones too, basically since the original Verizon Droid back in 10 years ago.
Yeah, they're talking about just like that. It turns out Google might know where you were. And it might be telling law enforcement. In a new article, the New York Times details a little-known technique increasingly used by law enforcement to figure out everyone who might have been within a certain geographic area during specific time periods in the past. The technique relies on detailed location data collected by Google from most Android devices, as well as iPhones and iPads that have Google Maps and other apps installed. So the amount of devices that are connected to cell towers that don't have Google Maps is probably lower than the amount of devices that do.
It's very, very small.
And the amount of people that have smartphones in America is super 80%.
Now, at this point, almost everyone.
Right. It's getting to be basically, grandma with her flip phone and 9-year-olds don't have a smartphone. That's
and
about
that's
it.
Only some 9-year-olds.
Only some 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
My son is 11. He doesn't. He wouldn't carry a smartphone if he had one, because he wouldn't be allowed to play games on it in times that weren't his designated screen time. So what the hell does he want it for? Chit-chat with his other 11-year-old male friends? He doesn't want to do that. So, anyway, going on. It says here, within a geographic area during specific time periods in the past, the technique relies on detailed location data collected by Google from most Android devices. I'm sorry, this data resides in Google-maintained database called Sensor Vault. And because Google stores this data indefinitely, Sensor Vault includes detailed location records involving at least hundreds of millions of devices worldwide, dating back nearly a decade.
Okay, this is scary.
Right, and that's the computer guy saying it's scary, ladies and gentlemen. The data Google is turning over to law enforcement is so precise that one deputy police chief said it shows the whole pattern of life. It's collected even when people aren't making calls or using apps, which means it can even it can be even more detailed than data generated by cell towers. I'm going to stop for just a moment.
So isn't this a form of geofencing?
I don't know what that means.
It means surveying an area or searching an entire area rather than a specific person as laid out in a warrant.
They're designating a geographic area and saying, give me everything that happened in that area.
That is highly illegal.
Well,
that sounds a whole lot like the old general warrants from the 18th century, which got a whole lot of British people shot and the United States of America created.
Well, I don't think that the United States of America, the citizens of the United States of America, have the guts to do anything like that anymore.
I would agree. I don't think it'll happen.
I mean, the phone hasn't started ringing off the hook of people saying, "Let me get straight what you're saying, Mark." Right? Like they're not.
Well,
they're like,
they may not be understanding. So let's.
I'm trying to flesh that out right now.
Right.
So yeah, you probably haven't committed a burglary in the last 5 years, or you haven't murdered someone in a given geographic area, or whatever. So you don't have anything to worry about in that sense. However, let me ask you this. First, Google has this information, and they're giving it to law enforcement. And by law enforcement, they mean, you know, Cletus and Jim Bob down at the local, Chickasaw County Sheriff's Department, right? Like, nothing law enforcement. Does that mean that they're giving it to intelligence agencies if they ask?
Absolutely.
Would the intelligence agencies ask for this information?
Oh, the intelligence agencies have hacked directly into the servers.
Right. I think that they actually have their own version of Sensor Vault. But I'm just asking questions that that people should be asking.
Sure.
Okay. So you don't care if the NSA is tracking. That's fine. But, again, I go back to the statement that I made previously in this show is do you want the United States government or, I don't know, could other governments, British government, Israeli government, are you telling me that somehow the Russian government couldn't hack into Google's thing here and get this information? Whatever. Do you want an intelligence agency from any government having this kind of data? Because this is the pattern of all humans. This shows where we go and what we do. And do you want them to have it on politicians? Do you want them to have it on captains of industry, judges? If you have this kind of information, you control how important court cases come out. You control which laws are passed and which ones just don't pass by a hair. You control all of us with this data because you control the politicians and the judges and the captains of industry.
I don't know if we can extrapolate all of that just from location data, though.
Do these people have mistresses?
I'm sure some of them do.
Some of them do.
And do they have Android phones?
Would they rather give up, a vote or a ruling in one particular area, or get turned over on that that mistress to their wife?
Fair point.
That's all I'm saying is that you don't need, once you have the location data on every U.S. representative, you control the world.
You're not wrong. Luckily, for those people out there who want to, you can turn off location history. It's enabled by default, naturally, but you can turn it off.
They say that most
hidden setting, but yes, you can turn it off.
I'm just wondering whether they can go past that. I mean, you trust Google?
No.
Okay.
855-450-3733. This 855-453 is in Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration announces a new rule on Monday that enhances the ability for federal officials to deny green cards to immigrants who are more likely to lean on government assistance and taxpayer dollars. Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, explains a public charge rule.
Public charge is now defined in a way that ensures the law is meaningfully enforced and that those who are subject to it are self-sufficient.
Police say one person is in custody after shots were fired at a Chicago Veterans Hospital. This eyewitness tells CBS 2 in Chicago the man was looking for someone.
I told him I would find him, and then everybody was yelling and everything of that nature.
No one was hurt in the incident at the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And someone in the Discord chat has just asked about Go Dark, and Mark just gave me an amazing demonstration of it. Mark, you have to tell me about these things.
Right. So I found this story probably because of Go Dark bags, but the story we're reading about Google tracking, basically having tracking information on more or less everybody, more or less for the last decade. So, you know, you pick, but lots of people have Android phones. Lots of people have Apple phones with Android apps or Google apps, so specifically Google Maps or something like that. And I would say that that number is probably well more than 50%. And it is probably well more than 50, the number that whatever that number is, when you start talking about wealthy people. Do wealthy people have smartphones? Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Do wealthy people have Google Maps on their smartphone? Yes. So, what we're saying here is that basically they're tracked everywhere, and that tracking, whether you are concerned with you being tracked or not, I'm telling you, you need to be concerned, because once I have collected, say I'm a relatively high-level intelligence agent, and I have collected enough data on enough politicians and their mistresses. I don't need them all.
Nope.
Just need a few.
Yep.
But, you know, I have their information on their mistresses, and then an important bill comes up.
I mean, it's not even that hard. You know, these two phones keep going to the same places. Oh, and this place is a hotel out in Washington, D.C. And look, they stay there for about
Problem
2 hours
solved.
And then they part their ways again.
Problem solved.
Yep.
Yep. These two phones keep meeting here or there. Or this phone comes within contact of this phone all the time, you know, and there's no relationship that we know of or whatever. So, yeah, it just isn't going to take much when you're talking about that. When you have judges, let's say as an intelligence agency, you need a certain ruling to come down.
Yep.
Well, just contact that judge, say, hey, I know about that gay lover you've got, and whammo-bammo, you've got the rulings you need to have.
This is why you don't keep secrets, though, about having gay lovers and
things
like that. This is why you say, hey, everyone, I have a gay lover.
Yeah, it's that is best, but we haven't evolved as a society to that yet.
Well, right? We have a tranny co-host now.
I understand. On Free Talk Live, I'm comfortable True. With that, but we don't have, yes, it just...
Not everyone is comfortable with that.
Yeah, we're not there yet, so... As comfortable as I might be. I'm going to read the article here. More and more people are being, the live read, are being concerned about the online tracking of our movements and personal data via our mobile phones. Gone are the days when only the bad guys were tracked. Now everyone is being tracked. We have the story right here. We're reading it. Every minute by their mobile phones and tablets. And don't think that putting your phone in airplane mode is going to stop it. In airplane mode, your location history is still recorded by your phone and transmitted later when you reconnect. Michael, I know that you asked me for that information. I don't have it. Ian looked it up. When Ian says something is true and it's on the internet, I believe him because he's good
probably at it. Okay, that's fine.
But you can check with him. If you want to know how to stop tracking on your phone and prevent your phone from being hacked, you can visit godarkbags.com/FTL. Are you tired of being treated like a wild animal, tagged and tracked for scientific study, so that tech companies can make a fortune off selling your location history? If you value your privacy and want to be absolutely certain your mobile data cannot be hacked or it's location tracked, you should get one of the Faraday bags made by Go Dark Bags at godarkbags.com/FTL. It's godarkbags.com/FTL. And I've got mine. I brought it here into the studio, and it works.
They work great. You know, in the old days, we would just remove the battery from the phone. That would take care of the whole thing.
I don't know if you can remove batteries.
You can't do that anymore. The phones are just... They're not designed with removable batteries, so you have to do something like this.
Right. You could turn it off, but then you're presuming that whoever manufactured that phone doesn't have tracking data enabled on the phone if there's some charge to it.
Yeah.
You basically have to make your phone run out of battery in order to be relatively confident that you're not being tracked. And I don't want my phone to run out of battery. By the way, it doesn't, according to the guy who runs GoDarkBags at GoDarkBags.com/FTL, that there is a there's very little energy used while they're in this particular mode in the bag.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was surprised.
Because
I thought
it's
they used
connect.
A lot.
Yeah, it's connecting to cell towers and Wi-Fi and all of that. That causes phones to just constantly drain their battery as they're sitting there doing nothing.
So when they're looking for a connection, that's not.
That's just listening. The phone gets no service in there. You put the phone in there, close it up, and as soon as you pop it back open and look at your phone, you'll see it says no service. It doesn't have a cell signal. Doesn't have Wi-Fi. Doesn't have GPS. Doesn't have anything. So as soon as you open it up, it starts reconnecting to everything.
And Mark, in order to demonstrate it to me, had his Bluetooth headset connected to it, handed me the Bluetooth headset, told me to listen, dropped his phone in the bag. About two or three seconds later, it heard it clear as day in the headset, device disconnected, or whatever it was it said.
Yeah, and that is probably because the headset took 2 or 3 seconds to tell you.
Right.
It was already disconnected when it was in the bag.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just amazing to experience it firsthand, the effectiveness.
Yeah,
it
works. It
does.
Absolutely does. So the
excellent way to keep the government from being able to, track our location everywhere we go. And this is why I say we already live in a fascist dystopian nightmare.
Yeah,
all of the information that the Chinese government uses to oppress its citizens, our government has. The only difference is our government acts through these allegedly third-party companies like Google and stuff like that to do the cataloging and the information collection for them.
I like to call those big corporations and companies they act through their shareholders.
Sure.
Because, the United States government is a corporation, and it isn't owned by you, ladies and gentlemen. If it was, you'd be able to affect change. Can you? No.
I know.
Who can affect change?
Google.
Oh, the people who have the lobbyists. Yeah, sometimes they get, you know, a slap on the wrist here and there. But the evidence for them being the shareholders of the government is significantly higher than it is for you being the shareholder of the government.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, you can rage against that all you want. You can want to take control of whatever power in the government you want to take control of, but you're then just no better than these corporations.
And it's not necessarily just about lobbying and things like that. If you are a multinational, multi-billion dollar company and you have the location history of almost everyone in the country, you have a lot of power to influence the government.
Yes.
It's not just the whole being able to actually tell representatives, hey, I know you're cheating on your spouse or whatever,
right.
But it's the just the fact that you have this information that they desperately want.
Right. If Zuckerberg could have walked into, you know, just imagine Zuckerberg walking into that Senate hearing and saying, gentlemen, we're all just here as a matter of show. Isn't that so? I mean, seriously, gentlemen. I know every one of your mistresses. I know about your offshore bank accounts. I know about your gay lovers. I know what you did last Friday night. And I can give that information to your constituents, to your wives, to whomever I want. So go ahead. Ask me hard questions. I'll sit here and look like a robot in a skin suit, and they'll play it on TV, and then we'll all forget about it and go back to the way we're doing things. Wouldn't that be a nice, honest, refreshing change from the crap that we get trotted out all the time?
I would love for that to have happened.
I would love for them to actually be honest once in a
right.
while.
As a matter of fact, before
look
I
like
leave
a robot
this room,
in a skin suit.
Each one of you guys is going to crawl over here on your hands and knees and kiss my shoe. Or... you know what's going
to
happen.
I would buy tickets to that.
I mean, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, if he did that, you know who'd be crawling across the floor.
Yeah, it would not be Zuckerberg.
No.
It would be the
Zuckerberg is
official.
Not at the you know, at the command of the Senate. These people have their own Facebook. And I'm using Zuckerberg because he's a very clear face. I don't think Facebook's as powerful as Google is.
No, Google's significantly more powerful.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I don't have, Google is wise enough not to have a face, whereas Facebook certainly does.
That's an excellent point. I never really considered the implications of that, but
super
sure.
Genius.
855-450-3733. Do you think the government's keeping up with us like that? Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about Google tracking people's location data and the extreme implications of this and how broad the scope of it really is. When you stop to think about all of the traveling that you do and the fact that Google knows all that. It knows when you go to work. It knows when you get home from work. It knows when you go to the bar. It knows when you go to visit your mistress. It knows.
It knows when you're speeding.
It certainly does.
Yeah, that too.
So how long before Google is immediately notifying police that you're traveling 5 miles per hour over the posted speed limit?
I think you would see speed limits rise at that point. If they could actually get everybody for speeding, they don't want to get everybody for speeding. They want to be able to pick you out one out of 1,000 times that you speed so that they can, you know, throw a $200 ticket at you and you have to pay it. They want to make you pay money. They don't want to make the roads safer. I mean, who here believes that speed limits are about road safety?
Yeah, they never were.
I don't think they ever have been. I mean, you know.
Maybe in a few places.
There's some places where you need to be,
or something.
Yeah, you need to be careful of. But, you know, if my commute to work is any evidence, then, you know, the vast majority of people want to go 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
And this isn't just about Google Maps or Waze, which is owned by Google, or any of this other stuff. It's about the actual location feature, the GPS tracking built in to Android phones, and that can be enabled or disabled, but it's enabled by
default. It speaks to that right here in this article from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The location data comes from GPS signals, cell phone towers, nearby Wi-Fi devices, and Bluetooth beacons, whatever that is. According to Google, users opt in to collection of the location data stored in Sensor Vault. However, so that means that you could opt out. Google makes it very hard to resist opting in, and many users may not understand that they have done so.
This is true. This is true. You can turn this off, and I did turn this off. I finally remembered what this is. I turned this off a couple months ago, and the next thing I know, Google Maps starts asking me questions. Like, because if you turn this off, certain parts of Google Maps won't work anymore.
Mm.
And it will
all the more reason to use Waze, which is owned by Google.
But doesn't use
that. But doesn't do this tracking.
I found Google Maps to be a more seamless app that Waze has its problems.
Definitely does. Try searching for any address, and like 50% of the time, it's going to say it can't find it, even if you're standing right in front of the address.
Yeah, that it can be an issue. And I also, you have to believe that Google is choosing to honor your opting out of their collection data.
Man, also, at this point, I don't have any reason to believe they're not.
I
went in, I deleted my data. It appears to be gone.
Yep.
So, what more can I do?
Google search history is another thing that they catalog that most people aren't aware of. You can go into your Google account and look at your searches. You can look at what you were searching for on this day 4 years ago.
Yep.
And it's terrifying when you really stop to think about it. This is a company that essentially knows all of your interests, knows everything that you've ever been curious about.
Where you go, what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're an extraordinarily powerful organization.
And if you're using Google Chrome, who's to say that it's not monitoring what other applications are running on your computer?
It could be doing anything.
Yeah. I know plenty of applications that do exactly that. Discord is one of them. It monitors for running processes that it knows are games. It's not beyond the reach of any skilled programmer to monitor Task Manager.
It says here also Android devices collect lots of other location data by default, and it's extremely difficult to opt out of that collection. Now, you root your phone, Michael, which probably means that you put another operating system that is not Android's
It is Android, but it's a pure Android from source code, and by default, it does not include any Google apps at all.
This is Lineage.
Lineage OS.
Yeah, but the first thing people do when
is
they
throw the Google apps back on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody. I use Gmail. I use, the Google Maps. I use these products.
Sure, as do I.
And I think the first thing we need to understand is what we're using. We firstly need to know what we're giving up. And that's one of the reasons I talk about the Go Dark bag. At the very least, know what you're doing. And the Go Dark bag would allow you to opt out of this data collection conveniently and quickly, as opposed to...
And with certainty.
Right. As opposed to changing your lifestyle. I mean, I would say that it's fair to say that I've come to count on Google Maps.
Now, I did one thing back when I first got an Android way back in the day that I think was smart and I think everybody should think about doing is I made a totally new email address just for my phone.
Hmm.
And I used that on my phone and I never used it on anything else except my phones.
Interesting.
Never used it on the computer, never used it in a public internet cafe, if they even still exist.
Somebody somewhere. Country, yeah.
I don't understand. What was the benefit of doing that?
It's completely disconnected from all my other Google activity.
They don't necessarily know that the email address is you. Right, so they're not piecing together the information.
So I never use my regular email on the phone.
Right, so if your desktop is you, then your phone is a different you, and that
you
has
don't
some
think
value.
Google has the capability of piecing those two accounts together?
They can if you use them on the same device.
I think they can do it anyway.
And then the next time you log into Google, it'll show both of those emails.
I think there's probably enough overlap between the interests of your phone and the interests of your computer, both of which use completely distinct email addresses, that I think they probably could connect the two.
Maybe.
Yeah, but they'd have to work at it. It wouldn't be the easy thing that...
The geography certainly is going to give it away, because
you have
your phone sitting next to your computer relatively often. So that's true, but he's not giving it to them. I have given it to them.
I'm making them work for it.
Right. The email address I use on my laptop and both laptops and the desktop and the phone is all the same. So they know where I am, when I'm there, and how often I'm there.
So I guess the question is, what can we do as ordinary people to protect ourselves from these sorts of privacy intrusions?
Well, I think the simplest thing is to get one of these Go Dark bags.
Yeah.
It's you can begin to unravel your life from Google.
But it extends so far beyond that, because almost everyone listening is going to have Google Chrome installed on their computers.
Yep.
Get rid of that.
And as soon as they search for something, Google's going to know what they're interested in.
Yes.
It's a great first step. You're absolutely right. But it's not going to...
Well, I think that most people don't care about themselves being tracked. I don't care if I get tracked because I don't have a mistress.
They're tracking us anyway.
Right. They're doing their best to track or whatever. So I have given up any concern surrounding that. What my concern is that if they're tracking me, they're tracking a lot of other people. They can't dangle anything over my head and get me to say or not say anything on the radio. Right? Like, the FBI has never ring, called me up and said, "Hey, Mark, I need you to not talk about this or to talk about that." Never happened. But, you know, when I think about politicians and judges and these kind of people.
Or maybe Rush Limbaugh had the OxyContin addiction that lasted for like a decade.
And he never went to jail for.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that's. Again, I don't. I'm not saying it happened.
I'm just saying, yeah, it's within the realm of possibility.
If he committed felonies, and they could have hung that over his head until he got caught. At which point now it's not a problem. No one really cares that Rush Limbaugh might have likely committed felonies to gain OxyContin. So what? Well, this is what I'd like to say to our politicians: is if you're cheating on your wife. If you've, got offshore bank accounts, if you're doing something that's questionable, just own up to it.
Absolutely.
We deserve that much, but I don't trust these people to do that.
Well, of course not. That's why they're politicians.
Right.
I mean, if they had the honesty to do that, they would be doing radio shows about how corrupt and useless the government is rather than being part of the government.
Look at Jeff Bezos. This guy had all the money in the world, and he just said, "All right, honey, you take half." And he, it's the largest divorce settlement in history. And
wow. He
didn't fight her over it. He just said, "All right, honey, you can have half." And he gave it to her. Just give it to her. Just get out of your marriage if you're cheating on your wife. You've got some gay lover or whatever. Get out of it. You don't need to be in a marriage.
I would agree wholeheartedly. Enter into a poly relationship or something along
whatever.
Those lines.
Whatever.
Live honestly.
Just don't live, lies. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live. Again, that's 855-450-3733. Let us know what you think.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.